improving care and lowering costs. That's what everyone says they want in healthcare. Partners Healthcare, the largest network in Massachusetts, is putting the final touches on the first phase of a major plan to do just that. Critics acknowledge it will likely lead to better care, but also say it won't lower healthcare premiums anytime soon. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Alan Reese is a model patient in Partners' efforts to spend less while delivering great care. He's a recently diagnosed diabetic.
If I go back maybe 18 months, I literally felt like I was dying. I actually bought a life insurance policy because I figured, well, I'm not going to live very long, so I might as well beat the odds here for my wife.
How do you feel differently having started the insulin?
Dr. Alan Cole glances up at Reese from his computer screen. The Wayland engineer is here because his diabetes pills weren't working. Cole persuaded him to try the old-fashioned but proven treatment, insulin shots. Reese was reluctant.
I had fear of pain and all the inconvenience, and I didn't realize how easy it really is and how painless it really is.
And now?
I feel normal again. I actually feel very healthy.
Reese isn't saving money by moving to insulin, but Partners estimates all its patients with diabetes could save $3 to $10 million a year by moving from expensive brand-name pills to generics when effective, or from pills to insulin. Partners itself does not expect to save any money immediately by changing the way it treats patients with what's become an epidemic, diabetes. But in the long run, Partners and Reese will save a lot if he and other patients stay healthy and avoid going to the hospital for related problems such as kidney, liver, eye, or heart disease.
I'll have a longer life, I'll have a better quality of life, and that's really what I think the cost saving is, besides, you know, the cost of those pills.
Thousands of Partners doctors and nurses will also have to adjust to this plan by counseling and coaching patients to use insulin and changing their prescriptions to favor generics.
It's an awfully big first phase. We are bitten off a huge amount here.
David Nathan runs the Diabetes Center at Massachusetts General Hospital. He's an international expert on the disease and is directing Partners' new approach to diabetes.
You know, some of the things that we're talking about doing, limiting prescribing behavior among physicians, is something that we need to negotiate. Everyone takes care of people with diabetes. I mean, there are tens of thousands of caregivers.
Diabetes is one of five conditions Partners is tackling in this first care redesign phase. For two heart conditions, Partners plans to improve follow-up care and avoid hospital readmissions. With stroke patients, Partners may create a center that would identify those at risk. Colon cancer patients would move more quickly into standardized laparoscopic surgery to reduce recovery time.
What Partners has proposed looks like a modest first step, a sensible thing to do. Will it transform the way healthcare is delivered in Massachusetts? No.
John Gruber, a health economist at MIT, says there's no point in criticizing Partners for taking modest, voluntary steps. Gruber says to lower costs, politicians will have to demand changes.
Transforming the way healthcare is delivered in Massachusetts is going to mean creating losers. And no one likes to create losers in our political system.
So what could hospitals afford to lose? Nancy Turnbull, an associate dean at the Harvard School of Public Health, applauds Partners' efforts to improve care. But Turnbull says hospitals with significant reserves, including Partners, must use some of that money to lower prices now.
We need to have a really serious conversation about the level of resources at all of these institutions and how many of those resources could appropriately be directed in the short term to deal with what I view as an affordability crisis that we're facing right now.
A state report out last year showed Partners with $4 billion in reserves. They say much of that money is tied up in leases or investments or was donated for a specific project. CEO Gary Gottlieb says Partners is still in negotiations with health insurers that began early this year about reducing current contract prices.
If we're able to succeed in those renegotiations, that should bring money right back to employers, to employees. I don't know in many other businesses in which one with an existing contract would go back and say, you know, look, you know, is there a way I can take less money in this? And that's what we want to do.
Gottlieb says with care redesign and other initiatives, Partners is on track to cut costs in half in 2 years. Employers, statehouse leaders, and consumers are anxious to see how that translates into lower health insurance premiums. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.